With your Southside High School football scoreboard show, I'm Ryan Stone. The GW Eagles won their second game in a row as they handled Bassett 35-7. Jaden Glenn had a monster night on the ground for the Eagles in the win.
Cabell hands to Glenn off the left side, breaks out of a tackle and bursts into the secondary at the 35, bounces back out to the right side of the 30, 25-20, 15-10, 5 at the house call, and it's ball game. Jaden Glenn rips it 56 yards to the house. And the Eagles put away the Bengals, 35-7, with 5:53 to play.
Glenn finished the game with 130 yards rushing and two touchdowns. Head coach Nick Anderson called the win a total team effort.
Yeah, I was very pleased with the total team effort. You know, something we talked about in our pregame speech is, you know, have each other's back. You know, if somebody's struggling, we need somebody else to step up. Well, tonight our offense was struggling a little bit early. Our defense stepped up huge and got stop after stop and got the ball back to our offense. And, you know, the offense started rolling in the second half.
The Eagles are now 3-4 on the season and 2-1 in district play. They'll play at Halifax next week, who beat Tunstall tonight 56-18 to improve to 3-4 on the season and 3-0 in district play. The Grandin Hogs bounced back and got a big win over Alta Vista tonight 26-16 to improve to 5-2 on the season and 3-0 in district play. Grandin head coach Sean Miller called it a big win for the Hawks.
We're currently in the driver's seat, so we control our own destiny, so just getting back in the win column versus a district foe is a great opportunity for us to reach our goals this year as winning the district title.
Gretna will play at Nelson County next Friday. The Chatham Cavaliers took a tough loss to Appomattox as they fell 51-26. The loss drops Chatham to 5-2 on the season and 2-1 in district play. The Cavaliers will have a big cross county and district showdown with Dan River next Friday. With your Southside High School football scoreboard show, I'm Ryan Stone.